is doing more than just playing a video game. He has entered another world, a world of danger, intrigue, and magic.
You know what time it is, kids. It's time for
Leave Luck Test Radio with your host, me, Von Kaiser, the German Slim Machine, and...
Vanilla.
What's new, Vanilla Bean?
Not too much.
Excellent. That's why every Saturday, Simon, come on, we talk about video games, internet, and nerding.
Yes.
And who do we have over here?
The Sandman.
Perfect. All right, boys. So, I got a couple stories for you tonight, and one is, I couldn't really do a show because my phone broke.
Why?
What happened?
You can't break that phone.
This isn't it. This isn't the phone you've seen before.
That's right. It's different. It's got a different case.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
It's all the same case. I just got a bigger one. So, last week, like Tuesday, I woke up nice and early, and I got a disturbing message on my phone saying I needed to update immediately to iOS 18 or whatever. Because, wait, we're getting more... Put me on two. Turn three off. Put me on two. We gotta get this. They gotta fix this. All right. Well, let's see. Maybe turn the Sandman down a bit.
Oh, this is not going at all.
Hello.
Yeah, I know, but
two sucks.
No, it's glitching. We're here. All right. Well, anyway.
Who's complaining?
No, it's not complaining. They're trying to help.
The needles are perfect on it.
I know, but you know the needles wasn't smacking the side. What's actually happening.
It wasn't smacking the side.
I know, but
it was that perfect balance. Had it perfectly. Now people are complaining. I'm done. Guys, I'm finished with this. I'm out of here. I'm gone. See ya.
Oh, wait, look. There's a tech issues thing. Let's write it down after.
I can't go through all that now. We're on
No, I know, but we're going to write it down.
Hi, Corona.
So anyway, I'm not kidding. This is what the error message said. It said the error was with Face ID, and that Face ID uses lasers. That's what it said.
The heck is Face ID?
It's it tells you, so you can open your phone by looking at it.
Oh, okay.
But why did it have to tell me it uses lasers?
Like, I have to use my thumb.
Imagine my dad getting that error message on his phone. Face ID uses lasers. You know, he'd be like this. Oh, Von Kaiser.
I take a cancer.
The lasers. What? How do I fix the lasers?
Yeah.
Dad, what are you talking about? The lasers are broken. They're not working. Okay, well, I don't know. All right, but anyway.
So what did it mean?
So what happened?
So I updated it, and then you know when you update your phone, and then you get an Apple logo?
Yeah.
5 seconds later, the screen went black. Then 5 seconds later, Apple logo came on. Then 5 seconds later, the screen went black. 5 seconds later, Apple logo came on.
How old is your phone?
What kind of phone is it?
Oh, no.
I have an Apple i12.
Wow, no way. And it already went.
12 mini. Remember? I had the mini. Remember how small my phone was?
Yeah.
It was like this big.
That sucks.
I was like, you know what? I got to try and figure this out. So I have an old Mac. Like a 2015 Mac. I hooked it up to that, and then I was trying to update it through that, through a physical connection. And then it said, this phone can't be updated at this time. I was like, okay, great. So then I had a friend, she went on the chat with Apple and got me an appointment at the Apple store.
Okay.
So then it was a Genius Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Genius Bar.
Where?
Mapleview.
Mapleview.
And they tried to update it. And then what happened? He's like, it's not working. I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay, and then he does it again. He's like, nope.
No work.
And he goes,
no work.
He goes, I have like a super secret power. I'll use configurator. He goes, you can do this too, but I have super user privileges or whatever. So he hooks up to that. And then he leaves for like literally half an hour. Like, it failed after 2 minutes, but I couldn't find him again.
Yeah.
So we're just standing there. And then he's like, yeah, no, it's not working. He goes, your logic board is fried. It's gone. It's done.
How does it get fried?
It burned down. It's not here anymore.
Wow.
He said it'll be $600
Well, for using his magic?
To fix the phone.
Oh.
To fix the phone.
Might as well get a new phone.
No, to fix that phone. Like, I know, so
that might as well get a new phone at that for paying $600.
Yeah, but see, because my data was on the phone, right? Yeah. But I don't know what was on there, but most of it's in the cloud, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'm like, yeah, $600 for an iPhone Mini 12? Like, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, forget it. Then he's like, do you want me to get the other guy up here? Because the other guy can, he can actually look at the different carriers, because they actually sell, like, under all the carriers there. It's like a phone company, too, now. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, you know, so
like,
they can give you good deals.
Yeah, and he's like, what carrier? Fido. And he goes, oh, Fido, and he logs into Fido.
Interesting. I know, that's good.
He said the only one they can't do is Kudo, I think. So I was like, okay. So then he's trying to find me a deal. He's like, you can get an iPhone 14 for, like, $1,100. I was like...
Well, for $500 more...
We're up to $100! We're up to $1,100!
That's like
for a phone.
That's like I, and he's like, you know, you could pay it off on each bill, right? But it would double my phone bill.
Yeah.
And I'd already been there an hour. And I was like, look, I said, I gotta go.
Just choose on the fly like that. You have to think this
through. So you thought about it.
My Hungarian companion was like, what are you gonna do? You have a phone. I was like, I understand, but I was like, I can't.
You don't have to have a phone.
I was like, there's other things I had to purchase before a phone. I was not planning on purchasing.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it was a surprise purchase. Yeah.
So I literally, he said, I'm sorry, I wish we were meeting under better circumstances. It was like a death, like my phone had died.
Oh, man.
And I was like, all right, I don't know, I gotta go. And then I left. And then you went back.
Did a couple of laps around
the corner. No, I walked right towards the door.
And then you turned around.
We're leaving at.
He called you.
No.
Hey, wait. No. It's like one of those Hallmark Christmas episodes.
No, there was one of those, you know, mobile clinic. It's like in
Lancaster. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, here's the solution. I walked right in there.
Yep.
5 minutes later, I walked out with a brand new phone for $300.
Oh, nice.
What is it? iPhone 12. Just not the mini. It's the same phone I have, but just the big version.
So how is it 300 as compared to...
Oh, it is a 12. Oh, you know what he told me, though? I was like, at the Apple Store, it's like, what is the cheapest phone you could sell me?
It's outright $300.
Yeah, no, it's used. It's
so, how did you get for $300? Yeah. Like, it was used
12. It's old one. It's used. So I just said.
Well, that's why your motherboards keep frying, because you keep buying used.
No, who cares? No. But listen, I was there for an hour. And I asked the guy. I said, "What's the cheapest phone you could sell me at Apple?" He's like, "An SE." And I was like, "An SE?
Don't make fun. That's what I have."
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. The guy's making fun of my SE.
Let me see it. Wait, what's the size?
It is an SE.
It has the home button.
See, this is the kind of jerk he is. He doesn't believe in anything. SE.
No, I didn't know they were still selling them.
He believes the iPhone, but doesn't believe
me. No, that's amazing. But it was $569, so I was happy with what I got. Okay, but
here on in, I'm not going to believe whatever you say.
No, but here's the best part. You guys still haven't heard the best part.
Mm. Yeah.
So I forgot my Apple password, because guess where I keep it? On my phone.
It's not one of those vault
things. Yes!
Yeah.
That
happened with my BlackBerry. I had that little app. I had a little vault app. Password.
Have you ever been locked out of your Apple account?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know, but did you remember going through
this? Oh, not Apple, no, but BlackBerry, I think.
Because I don't know if you guys know this. Go write your passwords down. You know they tell you not to, but...
Oh, I have a big book with passwords, I have it hidden away in the house.
Yeah.
So I tried to do it.
Yeah. You don't do that?
No.
You've never done that?
Oh, you got to put it on. You got to write it down.
Every password
you have to write down.
You have to write down.
Nothing's better.
Oh, you have to. You're going to learn the hard way. Someday
you're
going to learn
the hard way. Anyways, you know what? You always write it down, and you have a little place you put them.
Because listen, I have my phone number, and I have my email. Yeah. I thought, that's plenty, right? To reset a password?
But it's not.
No. You try to reset your Apple password, and then you get an email that says,
I hate that.
We're reviewing it, and we'll let you know in 24 hours.
And the verification codes.
How to reset it, right?
And the verification codes.
Like, wow, okay, this doesn't seem right. I was like, there must be a mistake.
I hate it.
So I went on Apple Chat.
I hate that feeling.
And I was talking. I was like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
And then they're like, can't help you. I was like, and then they transfer me to someone else. I'm like, but I have my phone number, and I have the email. Like, I can, you know what I mean? And they were sending me codes. They're sending me codes, but the codes were only sending me to the page saying, we will let you know.
Oh, I see.
And then So then I was looking into it. Then they put me on with a senior Apple advisor in Texas, and she called me at home.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, senior
They always make, like, a big drama thing out of this.
Couldn't listen. I even said to them, I said, this is like Delta Force security. Like, you know, like Delta Force? Like, I said, what is this? And I said, I have my phone number and I have my, like, my email. Right? Yeah. I said, anywhere else you could reset a password with that. That's all you need, reset your password.
Yeah.
She's like, no, and I'll tell you this. She said, when the 24 hours expires, you'll find out how long you have to wait.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. She laid down the law. You thought so you could be all big shot.
That's a preliminary.
You thought you could be all big shot, but no, she told me. They gave you the smack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Drop the smack.
That's exact. I was actually thinking like that. I was like, is this the government? Like, they're like actually like telling me like what the, how it's going to be. And I was like, this is like, is she like the FBI? Like, it was weird. Like, it was more like a government agency. I'm like, is this how ruled I am by a corporation that they're just going to tell me what's up? I'm like, all right, you're a customer? So then she said it could be anywhere from 3 to 30 days. 30 days!
Wow.
So then I got the 24 hours expired, and luckily I only got 3 days in Apple jail, because I am in Apple jail right now.
Yeah,
that's not allowed out. Although,
but you did nothing wrong!
It was Tuesday. It was a Wednesday. And I'm counting it Wednesday to Thursday to Friday to Saturday to Sunday. That's 4 days. And because it's Sunday at 12:50, I will have instructions sent to me on how I can reset it. So right now, I can't download any apps. I can't really do anything with my phone. Yeah. I've been without my to-do list. That's why I forgot the show was even today. Forgot to prep the show. Because every Saturday a little reminder comes up, prep show. It didn't come up, so I didn't know what to do.
Apple Pay. That's
what I had to tell you. 4 days ago, I'm like, listen, be here at this time and pick me up for a show.
Yeah, I was there at 4:15. You weren't there.
I'm sorry.
I was there at 4:15 sharp.
I know you were. You were.
What do you mean?
You were. But anyway, that's why. So can you believe that? I'm in Apple jail.
Apple Territory.
Sunday at 12:50 p.m. And then I can reset my password.
Guys,
I'm so scared, though. I'm so nervous that if I screw up the process...
I know!
I'll be back in jail again.
Exactly.
You did it wrong.
Exactly.
You typed it wrong once, three times by accident. You forgot something, or whatever.
I'm scared.
You mix
Scared.
And you'll be in jail for...
Because I may never get back into my Apple account.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Switch over to Android.
You have to learn to write it down. You write it down, but you put it somewhere where it's all locked away.
Learn to write it down. Man, I can't... Listen,
go to Staples. Wait,
no, let me tell you something.
Get a little black
book. No, let me tell you something. I had to log in to the government website, you know, like for taxes and stuff.
Yep.
It's all, you know, one sign-in for all government websites. I had to sign in recently.
I tried,
and I forgot my password.
I forgot to write down that password, the government one. And I forgot it.
Okay.
Now I'm scared to go back in.
I'm
scared to phone them because they always give me the runaround.
Well, that's no. But here's the thing: I just clicked forgot password, and then it said answer your secret question. I did, and then it emailed me a link, and I reset my password for the government.
Yeah, but what's
for CRA?
What's my
social insurance numbers in there? And Apple's like, you want to download apps from the App Store? You're going to wait 3 days.
Not only are you going to wait 24 hours, then
then
we tell you how much.
And then I was like, what is happening behind the scenes right now? Like, what work is being done? Like, why do you need 3 days?
I forgot my CRA question.
Oh,
you all. That's why you never take pics on, you never take screenshots of, like, your passwords and stuff.
Well, anyway, I didn't, I asked them, but then I didn't answer. But then I realized that what they're waiting for is, see, they're waiting for the real Frank. I mean, the real Von Kaiser, to call and say, oh, my God, stop this process. I know my password. Don't give it to the fake one. That guy's a fake. Yeah. It's like, you know, like in every old cartoon.
They thought you were the fake Milhouse.
Right. Yeah, that's what they always show them. I think you never know which one's which, right? You never know.
Yes.
So is this the real one or the fake one? So that's what they're waiting. That's what the 3 days is for. They're waiting for the real Von Kaiser to come forward.
Yabba, dabba.
And say, don't do it. Don't do it!
But you know what? I would rather...
So, Shannon 64 is like, I'm going to call Apple. I'm going to say, I'm the real... I'm like, don't!
Oh, imagine?
Said,
no,
don't put me in.
I'm going to do it, too.
I'm
the real Von Kaiser.
Yeah. No, I'm the real Von Kaiser.
The real Von Kaiser. Yeah,
exactly.
Please stand up.
Yeah, exactly. I am Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. And then they'll reset it. They're like, we knew you were faking us out.
But you know what? I would rather them be more vigilant.
And, well, not like and that. That's extreme.
No, but the thing is that you don't want... 30 days? I would like it if I lost something and somebody was trying to...
I get it.
You know,
I
they take it. Your you take your information.
But I have my credentials.
I know.
I think you're being lazy, because I was thinking about that too, Sam. I do appreciate that they're protecting my... Because it's true, credit card's in there and everything.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I have access to the credit card. I have access to the email. And I have access to the phone. If this was a credit card, and I... Like, okay, I lost my credit card. Okay, they asked me, like, 4 or 5 questions, right? And then they confirm my identity on the phone, right? And then they issue me a new credit card. They're not like, we don't know if this is really you. You better wait 30 days. I'm saying there is a process where they could do it. Without all this, all they have to do is, like, here's what they don't want to do. They don't want to offer that kind of service.
Yeah.
Because they'd have to hire people to answer phones. Like, because a credit card company, you can do it. I can change anything online.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what the problem is? A lot of times, they try to figure out who it is. They ask you the same question. So if you're somebody, you just got to remember what it is.
I get it.
And then they're always going to ask the same question. Your maiden name of your mother.
The government and my credit card don't have the level of security that Apple apparently does.
No, that's true.
And this is to download apps. I just want my to-do list. That's it. All right.
Well, you know,
we're getting good sound levels.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right.
That's funny. I know. I'm in charge.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. So just take a picture of that.
Do you guys remember Mr. Angelino being in Ghostbusters?
Yes. No. Wait. As what?
Yeah, he kicked them out. Was he a landlord or something? He kicked them out at the very beginning.
Is he Dean Yeager?
Yes, that's that. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's always that weird line reading that Dan Aykroyd says.
Yeah.
Hey, Dean Yeager.
Yeah,
he says a weird
line. That's Mr. Angelino.
Mr. Angelino.
Doesn't he have short hair, though, in the movie?
I don't remember.
No, he has a beard.
Is that why? He looks different? That's great, though. I'll look that up, because I love that.
Yeah.
Because the other day I was watching Doctor Who.
But he's in Ghostbusters as Jack Tripper's boss.
It's all the same universe.
And yeah, what is the goal?
Cinematic universe.
One of the spirits are going to be Felipe. If he passed away, then it comes back with his knife.
Yeah, I was watching Doctor Who, and there's a Scottish guy in there.
Mm.
And I was looking at him like...
Wait, which Doctor Who?
We're going to get into that.
Mm.
And I was like, wait a minute, this guy seems so familiar. It's like, but who could it be? Like, he's like nobody. And then I realized he was in The Great Escape. He was the Scottish guy in The Great Escape. So then I realized he really is Scottish, because that's not an accent, because that must be why they keep casting him.
Yeah. All right, the guy with the big curly hair, that guy?
No, and that, yes, that's my doctor. Okay, now everyone has a doctor.
Wasn't he Scottish too?
I don't know if he was. Tom Baker is his name.
Tom Baker, yes.
The fourth doctor.
He had the best outfit.
Yeah.
Is he your doctor too?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I didn't watch Doctor Who for a long time, so I wasn't really into it that much.
I wasn't either, but I found it free on Tubi, and I thought, I'm going to watch it.
You were into Doctor Who.
No, because remember I told you, my dad was watching it.
Yeah,
exactly.
We used to watch it with our dads.
No, I got scared, because the theme was scary. I watched it a little bit, but I was scared of that theme.
I was really excited for the Saturday night.
In the face, Tom Baker's face.
Yes.
I got scared.
He was on par with Read All About It.
I even told my dad at the time. I was like, I'm scared of this. He laughed at me. But then I started thinking about it the other day. It's like, why was my dad watching Doctor Who?
Yeah.
I guess he's younger than we are now.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a nerd, I guess.
Exactly.
He liked Doctor Who.
Exactly. Like, that's weird how we remember them watching, but they're younger than us.
I know.
Like, their parents are younger.
Late 20s or early 30s.
He was 19 or something. He was
28 and he's watching Doctor Who.
Yeah, and Doctor Who.
When I was 28, I would also be watching nerdy things.
Yeah,
Doctor Who.
That scarf, though, is amazing, and I found the story out about it. It really was like 12 feet long or something.
Yeah.
What happened was the prop department brought a bunch of yarn, just all kinds of yarn, to this woman who worked for BBC, I guess, and I don't know, you know, some capacity costuming or something. And they said, hey, we need a scarf for the new doctor, the fourth doctor. And here you go, right? And she didn't understand the instructions. She didn't realize that he just meant, like, here's a selection of yarn, use this yarn. So she used all the yarn.
No.
And that's why I sold it. No, seriously. Wow. It was an accident. Okay. And I confirmed this on multiple sites. But She just used every ball of yarn, and that's why it was so long. Mm. And then it became iconic because you're like, well, this is cool, right?
Yeah.
But there's actually different versions of it if you watch. Like, some of the stripes, like, they had to keep knitting them. I guess they got ruined sometimes.
Right. Filming. Yeah.
But if you look online, you can also find the exact pattern of the original, the first one. So if you know someone who knows how to knit, they can knit you a perfect replica of that super long scarf.
I do know somebody who can knit. Yeah. So you're telling me that.
I was thinking about it, too. I was thinking we should both get him.
Yeah, let's get him done. Because
remember, he put a perfect loop around.
Just like Jeremy Brett. He did that, too.
And it was right down on the ground. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
Sometimes he picked it up. But Tom Baker, he's my doctor.
And which one is Tom Baker?
He's mine, too. He's our doctor.
He is.
Who's the original one? The ones that our parents
there's
are
like
watched.
Three before.
I forgot. No, I think that was it. There's a normal-looking
one. Our doctor was 75. Like
lapel.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our doctor was 75 to like 84.
Oh, that's what you're saying?
75
to 84. That's why I like,
the big curly hair, kind of curly hair.
But I do. I don't know the doctor who's all of them, but there was one about probably three doctors ago.
There's the black and white one too.
There was the guy who had that blonde wavy hair.
Yes, I know what you mean.
The one before him. That's why I started watching a few episodes. It, like, short brown hair, cropped hair.
That could be after though. I don't know.
It was before the guy with the big swoosh hair. It was probably like two doctors ago.
It's so funny how many doctors there are.
I know, because I haven't followed. I can't really describe it.
But you know, the one with the scarf, that's all you have to know.
The scarf one I know, and I like him too, because that was the original.
When I think of Doctor Who, I think of the scarf one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching it, and I learned a little more about the Doctor, because I've never seen it, really, right?
I thought you did.
First of all, he loves jelly babies. He's always offering people jelly babies. So he has like a bag, a little wax bag in his pocket, and he says, jelly baby?
Mm-hmm.
He likes that.
Jelly baby.
He has a yellow yo-yo. I don't know if you remember that, but he plays with the yellow yo-yo.
He keeps time that way. He keeps time.
Yeah, well, see?
It's funny. They all have their own quirks.
They do. They absolutely do. Like, one has suspenders, and one likes marmalade. And, you know what I mean? I love that. I do love that. That's why I'm telling you what our doctor's quirks are, so you know them.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, like, his sonic screwdriver is a little different. You know, things like that, right?
I should have brought mine.
Oh! You have a sonic screwdriver?
I have a sonic screwdriver next week.
Oh!
I love it. No, and I'm serious. I've been watching it. And I'm like, man, this show, like, it's really weird to watch. I'm addicted right now, but...
What was the little dog's name, the robot dog?
I think it was K-9.
K-9, that's it.
I remember when I went to England in 1998.
You were the doctor.
You saw the TARDIS?
That's the thing he's in?
Yeah.
I bought my sister one of those, the purple one. Like, it was a bluish one.
Small box.
Yeah, it was wicked.
It says right on it. It says, like, open to the public.
Yeah.
Advice and something else available immediately. Cars and police dispatched for emergencies. Something like that. But but yeah, the TARDIS, which stands for time and relative direction in space. Something like that.
My sister has one.
A TARDIS.
Yeah.
You know, it's bigger on the inside than the outside, right? There's a whole thing in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I have to tell you the reason I mentioned that one doctor.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched a lot of Doctor Who, but when he had, you know, I guess from what I take, I'm not an expert, but one doctor dies, another one emerges.
That's how it happens. Yeah. Yeah. Incarnate. Yeah.
So I saw the last one.
Yeah. You're right.
And this doctor, actually, it was touching. He didn't want to die. He didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And that's why I like this guy. This guy, he's like, I don't want, you know, he wants to stay. That's the guy I like, because he was such a, like, I saw him four episodes.
Yeah.
And this guy was good. I saw the last episode, right before he changes to the guy with the swooshy hair.
Yeah, that's the new batch.
Right? Yeah, that's the new batch.
Ones,
But I do remember the one you guys are saying.
Yeah.
And
you're right. It was interesting, because I knew that's what happened, but I never actually saw it. Right?
It was actually really, like, he really
did. But the old one faded away.
Yeah, because everybody else, they all understand.
And this guy didn't. This guy wanted to keep going, and I like that. And it was a good doctor too. Like, he was cool.
Yeah. The other one faded away, and then the new one, like, his face appeared.
Yes.
And then the first thing he did was he looks in the mirror. And he's like, oh, okay.
He retained memories.
Yeah.
My favorite one out of the new batch would be Eccleston, the guy from 28 Days Later.
Which one is
soldier
it?
Guy? Remember the soldier?
Was that the first of the reboot?
The first of the reboot.
I love him.
He was really short hair.
Yeah.
That's my favorite new doctor.
But when you watch the old ones, like, the effects, like, listen, I, they did a great job with what they had, right? Mm-hmm. But right. boy, some of it is just is creepy and is weird because it looks so primitive. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like some of the sets they built are real weird, and sometimes it'll just be like an aluminum ladder in the background. You're like, okay,
it's so cheap but good.
It's cheap but good. It's yeah. yeah. There's something weird
about it. It's yeah. like Star Trek.
You know, but it's even cheaper than that.
It's like Read All About It quality.
Yes.
Killed our Doctor.
Because that's one of the best runs in The Fourth Doctor is the genesis of the Daleks, where they show Stavros and they show or Staros and they show Davros, you know, the first guy.
Yeah.
And then you find out how they created the Daleks. And
yeah. It's so problems. Gross.
It is gross.
You know, all the enemies are gross.
They are gross. Yeah, because then the Zygons are gross. Yeah. They're all disgusting.
I love those rhinos. I love the rhinos.
You know who I found? You know who I found a little disturbing? Well, it was cool. Because it was good.
The Cybermen?
No.
They chop up humans and stick them into the robot.
Not that. What I saw that was cool was they were like... Anyway, I didn't know, but I was watching, and all of a sudden, there's these stone angels.
Oh, the stone angels,
or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's
there's one, and that was that was eerie too.
Yeah, that's a good.
Oh, that was a good
robot. Yes, don't blink. That's the episode.
It was like they had no faces.
If you close your eyes, that's when they attack. When you
and they come close, they came close right up to him.
Okay, so you can't blink.
Yeah, and it was really good.
Or the kid with the gas mask.
Oh, yes.
Mommy?
Oh. Yes, yes.
Mommy? Are you my mommy?
I hate it.
And it's only a gas mask. It's
scary. That's what's weird.
Yeah, it's a gas mask.
A papier-mâché bug.
That's why it's scary.
Wire art arms.
That's why it's scary. It's so simple.
It's something weird about it.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross. But then I found out, like, the Daleks. I think I knew this. I think you told me. But there's actually little animals in there.
Yeah. Little Daleks, like little squid or something.
They're little tentacled, sick little like blobs.
Yeah,
they're gross.
Yeah, they control those things.
That's what it is. It's right. He's right. It's a travel machine because that's what he invented as.
Nice.
It's a travel machine so that those little animals could travel around. That's all. Into Avros.
This is crazy.
It's like a wheelchair, but automatic wheelchairs you can drive around.
That's crazy.
But then he decided to stick a gun on it, and then they're like.
Exterminate
the doctor.
Yeah,
but exactly. It's so, we are the Cybermen. But they showed he went into the incubation room of the Daleks when they're outside their suits, and he comes out, and there's these two weird little props, like these little puppets, like these blobs, and he's like this. Tom Baker, right? He's like, and then she grabs it. It's like actually slimy, and she throws it against
like
the wall.
It's like the facehugger from Aliens.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they were coming up with some of the other stuff too. Like I was like, I think this predates Star Trek. I'm like,
yeah,
I think Star Trek was stealing ideas from me. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I just remember some stories. I was like. It seems really familiar.
But the Davros is so gross. Do you see his face? His eye is like
melting. His eyes are closed. And he's got a little camera here.
Yeah, I hate it.
And why is he so mad all the time? You will do it immediately. Why everything has to be like, everybody's so mad. I don't know why. Just talk normally. Just be like,
I think they're supposed to be Nazis.
It said that in the episode guide that the writer did try. But still, I don't know.
It's also like a dark. The whole thing is dark. Like the whole mood and the atmosphere the original one. I just remember have that grayish, bluish kind of.
It's gross.
It's just a cold,
but
horrible. Yeah,
I'm enjoying it, but that's it. We're already done. But sorry,
Doctor Who. Time Lord
next week. I know
that's the Time Lord.
That's the thing. Like, sometimes it's pretty cool because he just showed up in year 37,000. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Remember the last human?
It's just a human skin.
She was the last human.
Yes.
Disgusting. All right, we'll be back next Saturday at 7. For me, Von Kaiser, the German Stone Machine, and
Davros.
And
the Sandman.
Bye bye.
Delete.
Redefining radio in your community.
You're listening to 93.3.
Hey, welcome.